The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Happy Holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
That is so wrong. That no fair. And that's wrong as well. Hold on. Hold on.
The show.
Here we go.
You probably shouldn't be listening to.
I worked on this damn thing.
Oh boy, that's my cue. The Joe and Anthony 2018 Holiday Special on.
Shyampa. There we go. Hey, Roger, that was good.
Jeez, I tell you, I don't know why everything just got all messed up on me. Just wanted to start cueing the old show. So, and I bet you when we go to do our New Year's Eve special, it's going to do this one without me making it do it, because that's just how it goes. Anyway, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Huck, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in the land of candy canes and insulin pumps.
Hey everybody, it's Joe in Studio B in Criminal Tip Chicagoland.
Hi, Super Betty here. You know me, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 159 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Potatoes and Bacon for Monday, December 17th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Super Betty, 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 Betty out.
Hey, thanks, Super Betty.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Super Betty.
You got it, Danthan. You got it, Joe.
She does that really
so
good.
Right.
My day was slow. My day was slow. Yeah. Well, it's that time of year. Everyone's gone. People are taking vacations. Not much is breaking down. So, yeah, it was kind of slow.
No breaking news.
No breaking news today. It was, the pot shop was selling, you buy two cartridges, you get one for free. Ooh. And that was freaking awesome. That's a $75 value right there, bitches.
That is a deal, yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah, that's a huge deal.
So that was actually pretty good. But yeah, other than that, the post office was crazy. I had to stop off at the post office. The parking lot was jammed with cars waiting to get into parking spaces.
If we were legitimate podcaster people, we would be doing advertisements for stamps.com. And we would be talking about how amateur hour can be eliminated by having your own postage system at home with a scale. You can print your postage, and it's stamps.com.
Do we actually have an endorsement? Do we get money from stamps.com?
I wish.
I mean, the other one, that one show, What the Tech, they use Casper, I think. That's their big thing, Casper matches.
Oh, they use Casper?
Yeah, okay. he hawks that thing like he's hawking Caspers out the window. I mean, it's kind of funny.
I want to hawk
him. Yeah, why not me? Hashtag why not me. So, Joe, how was your day, Joe?
Well, my day was filled with track pants suits.
Track pants
what
suits?
What do you mean
did
by
you
track
go,
pants
Did you
suits?
Go to European Baltic area? Poland,
no,
did you go? Because the Polish like Greek, to wear track suits. Greek, they do as well.
So
Polish, Greek.
Yes.
Like all around the Poland area, that area around there, that's Russian, Ukrainian. I know when I used to go through Little Russia or Little Ukraine in Chicago, all the men were walking around in track suits.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone walked around in track
suits. That's a sign that you're relaxed and that you've made it in the world.
I just think walking down the street and not having, like, you know, an appendage falling off or actually being dressed in anything other than, like, rags and having shoes and breathing is an assessment that I made it somewhere, you know. I'm not on the corner with a box and my hat out for some coinage, you know. I mean, yeah, I get it. The tracks, apparently, for some European regions, those track suits signify some great achievement. What that is, who knows? But hey,
let me tell you.
What are you going to tell me?
Let me tell you, this track pant suit thing is comfy. I mean, it's snugs, it's comfortable, it's warm.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the temperature inside the house is like 65, and I feel quite nice.
Oh my goodness! So it's not only is it stylish, it is also an energy saving tracksuit.
Yeah,
is that we can? Does it have the Energy Star label on it? We should put the little Energy Star label on it.
No, but it makes me feel like a cat. Like I have cat fur all over.
Okay, all right. You probably do because you have a cat, and it's all over the place.
So do we have any show and station announcements?
We won't be here next week.
That's right.
Taking the holiday off. I'm traveling, and I'm sure Joe's going to get kind of busy with work because you do during
the
holidays.
Yeah, I'm going to be working Christmas Eve.
So I figured we're going to take that off, but we will be back on New Year's Eve. We're going to do a special Shyampa. We can't call it Rockin' because that's the Dick Clark thing. The Shyampa... lumping.
No, chair
Year's
bouncing.
Eve. Chair bouncing. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, so it's the 2018 Shyampa Chair Bouncing Spectacular New Year's Eve special with Riparian Entertainments.
And if you are anywhere near your computer, you can jump into the chat room right now because I am in it.
There you go. I'm not. I'm bad. I'm running too much here. When I get in the chat room, I can't do anything else. I'm terrible with that.
Oh.
So, but you can call us. 813-327-8566. Operators are standing by. We can take a call at any time. Preferably not during our new segments. But any other time, we'll take your call. So,
Visit us at Facebook and leave us messages there by going to facebook.shyampa.info.
Yes.
You know, we've had that for the longest time. We've just not promoted it. And I'm going to do my darndest to keep
telling people to go to facebook.shyampa.info.
Yes.
And shyampa.org has reached a setback. I broke the server this weekend. Well, I had to update some of the software running on the server so that I could migrate the old site over to the new server, and the upgrade kind of broke everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the only thing really that it can do right now is just relay the stream, which is really the only thing it was doing for the longest time, and that's... kind of what it's going to do now for a little bit of time, because to fix that I have to take everything offline and we have to do a re-image on that master server, and that takes an hour or so, and then I gotta install all the software for the radio station, and so it would be like a few hour ordeal. It'd be like the station would be down for like 6 hours, so I figure I'll find some time to do it in the middle of the week, maybe one of these holiday nights when I'm off of work and up in the middle of the night, I'll do it. Who knows? You know, we'll see what happens. But once we get that done, we'll go back to the Cheyamba.org dream, and we'll find some way to migrate our... Well, the problem is we're going to have a hard time migrating our data until we can find a way to upgrade the SQL version. But I might have to reach out to some people that I know.
Maybe we'll just have to restart the website.
But we did so much work with it. Honestly, if it came to that... Because I was able to create the database structure, but I couldn't do the data. So maybe we just have to export the data in a different format and just import it back in. Because that's really the problem. It's a format issue. So anyway, enough talking about our website, because that's kind of boring for everyone else. We're gonna talk about some stuff that we're not.
What's going on in your week, Hunter Anthony?
All right, so this one comes from Leafly, and I gotta take a drink here. I'm getting a little dry mouth. I'm currently using Boss OG, which I love. I really do.
It gives
me dry mouth. It gives me the worst dry mouth, but I'm kind of in this nice, relaxed state where I'm just kind of like, I'm one with the chair. I'm one with the universe around me. So this comes from Leafly. We all at least heard something about the Farm Bill. With the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, hemp will become legal nationwide. And cannabis oil, CBD, derived from hemp will become as well as less legal, but not precisely legal yet. Yeah, so it looks like CBD is getting caught in a little bit of a crossfire here. The new law would make hemp a legal agricultural commodity, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture retaining federal authority over the crop. The THC content of hemp needs to be less than 0.3% or 0.3%.
Which is nothing.
A DEA clarification issued in March of 2016 in response to a petition filed by Hemp Industries Association and others about marijuana indicated that some CBD is still a Schedule 1 substance. Then in September, following U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval of purified CBD medication, Epidiolex, I don't know. It's a bunch of letters and vowels.
Epidiolex.
The DEA moved to reschedule CBD, LMNOP, QRS, TUV. But the agency's move rescheduled only FDA, LMNOP approved forms of CBD, QRS, specifically Epidiolex. Epidiolex, yeah. So, it's always best to check your state laws to be sure. Federal laws, of course, trump that. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. CBD's kind of out there in this limbo land. So, all right, so our next story is, because we got your news coming up in 7 minutes, so let's move along here. This also comes from Leafly, and this pertains to shopping for adult use recreational cannabis in Massachusetts, which is something I have been looking into, considering I am going to be in Massachusetts so within the next few 72 hours. So the whole concept of that one was Massachusetts has legalized recreational marijuana. We've been following the opening of their dispensaries, their little update on it. Their legal cannabis sales have hit the ground running, with two stores opening just days before Thanksgiving to long lines and waits that sometimes stretched upward of 2 hours. More stores are coming, but if you're planning a trip to one of the few shops already open, it pays to plan ahead. Only three stores in the entire state of Massachusetts are open. There is the New England Treatment Access in Northampton, the Cultivate in Leicester, an alternative therapeutics group that just opened last week in Salem. With so few stores open for business, those that have opened their doors have imposed purchasing limits in an effort to avoid product shortages. Shops currently accept either cash or debit card payments. And remember to bring a valid government-issued photo ID that shows that you are 21 years or older. So, and there was the one I was actually checking out. I'm trying to check out the one in Leicester. And they have a Facebook page dedicated to the wait times and their lines. And I looked at some of the stuff. So we're going to try to make it over there soon. You know, probably that Thursday when we get there. We want to try to make it there and head over that way if we get the car early enough in the morning. So, but yeah, that's it for your weed corner.
And, well, cool. That was a lot of interesting information.
Thank you, Joe.
As more states legalize cannabis, we'll probably hear more about that in your weed corner. So.
This is true. Yes, this is true. Right. And I'll try to do some research on the reciprocity of the medical marijuana card. Because I am going to, if I make it to a dispensary, I'm going to ask that question and be like, hey, how does this work? Do you recognize this, me as a medical patient in Massachusetts, or am I only classified as a retail patient? So why don't you go ahead and grab out that dictionary of yours? No, or do whatever you're going to do. I don't know. You had a
The stimulating joy of a day off. But I still do work stuff, especially in the realm of social media. You always need to post now. Just like at one time, not so long ago, you really needed to insert yourself into the society you were in. And now, on social media, if you wait to post, people may not care to come to you. You almost need to have another identity. If there was anything, in my opinion, deserving of fake, social media would be it. This has been a Joe's Corner opinion. Do you have an opinion that closely aligns with Joe's Corner, or is it the exact opposite? We'd love to hear it. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Stop by in the chat room at shyampa.info, or say hello on our Facebook page at facebook.shyampa.info. Wow, social media. It's so easy to spread the word about yourself. The irony!
Yep.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983
Maybe it should be irony.
Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Okay, and today's word, because I can't see for shit.
Get those glasses.
Decrease!
Decrease!
Yes.
Your vision is decreasing.
Yes, like as in my vision is decreasing. to diminish, gradually reduce, the act or process of decreasing or the resulting condition. So that is our word of the day.
Sweet.
And I think now Roger's got something to say.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today is December 17th, 2018, and it is National Maple Syrup Day, and Wright Brothers Day. While you finish pouring your maple syrup all over Wright Brothers waffles, let's let Anthony push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote spun. I quote-unquote think, I think, no, I really do. Boy, all that quoting stimulated my fart circuits. Fart, fart, fart.
Oh boy, here we go again.
Fart, fart on you. Fart, fart, fart on me. Wow. Oh, take it away, guys.
Yeah, well, I'm glad Roger's kind of, you know, expressing himself a little more lately. I've been hearing some of Roger's goofiness on Roulette. It's kind of funny.
There you go. Yeah, I know, right? So, Dick White had some maintenance guys come in and fiddle with the wheel. I asked him who it was, and he said it was somebody working in the Chinese restaurant down the strip mall. So why don't you go ahead and give it a spin there? All right, there you go. Oh boy. There it goes.
Oh, shit. We're going to get kicked out.
We are. You know, the last time we found it, it was like four blocks away. goes. Bye. All right, we'll find it later.
I see it all the way over here in Chicago.
I know, right? All right, let me click on the winning link so I can read the winning link to you from link. ABC First Coast News brings us our random, not so random story of the night about a man with a passion for his potato. Kenneth, 36, wanted a baked potato last Monday. He really wanted a baked potato. He was hangry. Angela called police to report that Kenneth had stabbed her during an altercation over that baked potato. Upon deputies' arrival at the scene, Angela refused to give them information, but deputies soon recovered a fork and a bloody T-shirt from the vehicle and the victim sitting in. Deputies reported multiple stab wounds and blood to both sides of Angela's head. Wow, he really went after her with the friggin' fork, didn't he? Kenneth was arrested and confirmed to police that the dispute was over a baked potato, but said that he had only thrown the fork, thinking it would have glanced off her head. Kenneth was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Kenneth is due to appear at the Nassau County Courthouse, though his date has not yet been set. And back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And don't forget, if you got a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio News or Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Or, hey, leave us a message at facebook.shyampa.info. And now, it's time for your Shyampa weather and Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently fair at 29. The dew point is at 23 and the humidity is at 78%. Winds are hollowing out of the east at 3 miles an hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 28, north-northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 43, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32, south-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 45. South-southwest winds around 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night, a 40% chance of rain after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode 116 of Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, December 19th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And if you're listening to this well after December 19th, don't worry. We'll figure out how to take care of you. And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Fuck. They need these inside all transit stations and other places high of interest. Ohio State University students are being treated to an unusual snacking option for finals week.
Ooh.
Thanks to a new bacon vending machine.
Ooh.
Yes, the Ohio Pork Council, a trade group for Ohio pork producers, installed a vending machine at the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences that dispenses cooked, ready-to-eat Smithfield, Hormel, and Sugardale bacon. Proceeds from the machine, which charges $1 for a strip of bacon or a handful of bacon bites, are being donated to the school's meat science program. The bacon vending machine is a unique and fun way for the Ohio Pork Council to support Ohio State students and promote the pork industry at the same time. But you know, sad trombone time, folks.
Uh-oh.
The machine was scheduled to remain at the school only until December 13th.
Aww.
Wah, wah, wah. But you know, that would be a lovely addition to the snack room at the Cheyenne Studios. Because, you know, the bacon wouldn't last that long in there. It would be eaten really quickly.
My cardiologist would probably have something to say about that. I don't think she would think that's a good idea.
But you don't have to eat it. I'll eat it, or Roger will eat it, or I'm sure Betty will.
No, so I don't get to enjoy this bacon vending machine. It just sits out in front of the studio in the lobby, and I have to smell it.
It's for when prospective guests and show talent comes.
Yeah, but if it's making bacon all day, I'm going to smell that all day. You know? And then I'm going to want bacon. Do you think... I don't have the willpower to not eat the bacon. So, I mean, that's where we're at. So...
Well, let's move on to the next story, because this one will trap your senses.
Trap my senses.
And, you know, some people will do anything, and, well, some people will get stuck doing it.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Authorities in California said they rescued an attempted burglar, and guess where he was trapped for 2 days?
Where was he trapped for 2 days?
In a place where bacon kind of, all the excesses go.
The grease trap?
Yes. He was in the restaurant's grease vent.
Oh, well, at least that's better than the grease trap.
Yeah, well, but it's still just about the same. Igor, owner of the Campos Tech Services in San Lorenzo, said he kept hearing sounds coming from the Chinese restaurant next door,
ooh,
which had been closed for several months.
I see.
Igor said he went to investigate Wednesday morning and discovered the grease-covered man stuck in an exhaust vent.
So that was some rancid old grease.
Oh, yeah. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office said the Alameda County Fire Department responded to the scene and dismantled the vent to free the man. Investigators said the 29-year-old man, so you're almost 30, goddamn, dude, who was taken to a local hospital for evaluation was trapped for 2 days.
Wow.
2 days stuck in that. First off, we can confirm this man was not Santa Claus and did not have legal authority to be there. Alameda County Sheriff's spokesman Sergeant Ray told a KABC TV.
KABC TV.
KABC TV.
KABC TV.
Ray said he does not yet know what charges the man will face. We know sometimes suspects try to break into businesses to steal copper wire and plumbing and recycling for money. This appears to be something along those lines. And, you know, moving along, we've got another little fun one here for you folks. Oh, it's just a thieving little pooch. An Indiana woman who suspected a porch pirate. Oh, a porch pirate.
Porch pirate.
Porch pirate.
We got a lot of them here.
Yeah, well, do you?
Wow. Oh, yeah, there's like, they report on, like, there's at least like a couple dozen a day here.
Do you ever catch any coming to your place?
Luckily, no, they've never hit me. They never hit me. But a lot of them are brazen. They do it right in front of the damn security cameras, and they have them all over the news. So anyway.
You should post on Nextdoor that you get lots of packages and you've been concerned. And
oh, Jesus, no. I don't
know. No. Then you get packages of poop and put them out there and see what people take.
Yeah, and then they'll burn my fucking house down. All right, finish your story.
So, an Indiana woman who suspected a porch pirate was taking packages from her porch reviewed security footage and discovered the culprit was actually a pooch pirate. The Danville woman said the packages would go missing from her porch, but would later be found damaged in her yard. The woman reviewed security camera from the most recent incident late last week and identified the suspect. Da-da-dum, her neighbor's dog. The pooch pirate was taking the packages off her porch to chew in the yard. The woman said the packages were damaged by the dog, but their contents were intact. A Florida man experienced a similar situation in 2017 when he reviewed security camera footage to find a missing package and spotted a neighbor's dog absconding within the parcel. Bob said he waited until the dog's owners got home and they found his package along with some other missing items behind their house. Well, wow. And that's it for you. That's it for my news, Anthony. No more pooches.
No more pooches? You can't give me a few more moments there?
I could, actually. Because, you know, porch pirating is probably a really common thing here in the city, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Along with the carjackings and the daylight robbings and muggings that have been going on. It's kind of been a little disturbing.
Sounds awful.
Groups of youth fighting in front of the Apple store in North Avenue. Oof. That's been a new thing now.
Oh, no, those are just Apple customers trying to get in line for the new iPhone XXIVI that costs $23,000 and only works for a year and a half before it won't update anymore, and then your app stops
before it absconces.
Before it absconces into electronics hell. That's how they play that fucking game. I know that. I've been there. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Suzanne Bartsch's top New York nightlife, tuneful gay time travel traces holiday traditions, and in the news, Chile's Supreme Court rules that marriage is a human right. South African lawmakers stop marriage officials from opting out of equality. Hungary and Poland quash a gay inclusive EU declaration. And Trump picks a new justice mouthpiece from the anti-LGBTQ hate group, and a fundamentalist Iowa firebug is charged for gay kids book burning. Yeah. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Shyamper Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. I think something's going to happen in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
I'll have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger-licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Listen. My life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know if you try to say the alphabet without moving your lips or tongue, every letter will sound exactly the same? Or how about the fact that white cats with blue eyes are usually deaf? Did you know that wind doesn't make a sound until it blows against another object? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chartbusters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.shyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead, cue Roger.
Yay, welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and, what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Toppers Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger. Okay, fuck you, Roger. Fuck you, Roger. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then there we have it. All right. Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for yours, Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you are listening live, it's not currently. Partly cloudy and 56 degrees with a humidity of 84% and a heat index of nothing. We don't know. The dew point is 51 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 51. Monday will be sunny with a high near 69. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 53. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 72. Wednesday night, 70%. Wednesday night will be a 70% chance of showers after 1 in the morning. Cloudy with a low around 61. And now time for some crazy Florida news. Let me take a drink, though. I need
crazy
a drink after that
Florida
one.
News.
I know, right? All right. So WFLA News Channel 8 brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night about a popular death metal guitarist who was having one hell of a night. And you know what? Unfortunately, I'll be traveling when John DeBose is doing his show this Wednesday. Maybe if you can remember, because you usually sit in the chat room, don't you?
I do.
Try to see if you can remember to mention this to him and see if he knows who this story is about. I have a feeling John probably does know who this guy is. And this house is actually very close to the Shyampa Studios, believe it or not. It's within like a few miles. Yeah. So WFLA News Channel 8 brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night about a popular death metal guitarist who was having one hell of a night. A massive fire broke out Monday night at a home in Northdale. The home belonged to Pat O'Brien, a popular Tampa-based death metal guitarist, and contained a massive amount of ammunition in the home.
Oh, boy.
Yes, Hillsborough County firefighters were able to get the fire under control after about an hour, but they struggled with the ammunition inside exploding due to the flames. Witnesses said that it was like a fireworks display with constant popping from the exploding ammunition inside of the home. Yeah, and there was actually a video to it that accompanied the story, and yeah, it was pretty bad. Oh. It was pretty bad.
Should have made the title "Potatoes, Bacon, and Ammo, You Fool."
Yeah, there you go. Hey, live and learn, live and learn. So, around the same time the house caught fire, the sheriff's office got a call about a burglary in progress at a nearby home. Deputies responding to the burglary found O'Brien hiding behind a fence near the home.
They say O'Brien charged at them with a knife, but deputies used a taser to take him down. So it's Pat O'Brien. Make a note of that. Cannibal Corpse. Cannibal Corpse is the name of the band. So if you can remember on Wednesday, throw that in there. If I have any kind of internet access on
Cannibal
the plane.
Cannibal Corpse?
Cannibal Corpse, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask him. I've got nope.
Okay, good. Anyway, so crews remained at the scene throughout the night and kept the road blocked off long after the fire was put out. O'Brien was charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling with assault and aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. The Hillsborough County judge had set his bond at $50,000. Cash register, where are you? Tuesday morning, O'Brien is required to complete a drug test before he's able to bond out of jail. Fire officials are trying to determine the cause of the fire. O'Brien is the lead guitarist for the death metal band Cannibal Corpse with nearly 2 million Facebook followers. The band announced Monday that they would be part of an upcoming leg of Slayer's farewell tour. For now. Who knows? They're guitarists in Hillsborough County Jail right now. I don't think they're going anywhere.
Well, maybe they'll bring the concert to him.
Maybe, yeah, we'll just move. We'll have everyone fly into Tampa for the concert instead. That way, you know, we can do it with his ankle bracelet. Our next story comes from Channel 2 ABC.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Our next story comes from Channel 2 NBC News out of Cape Coral, Florida, and tells us about a woman living the Florida lifestyle. Cape Coral police said that 37-year-old Jessica called 911 and requested an ambulance last Tuesday evening. When emergency responders arrived, officers found Jessica walking on a sidewalk, holding a large piece of concrete in one hand and her cell phone in the other hand. The first officer who arrived to help Jessica tried talking to her about whether or not she had called 911, but Jessica just walked around and did not answer him. Body camera video shows the officer asking Jessica multiple times to put down the rock. However, she ignores his requests. Another officer approached Jessica, which is when police said that she drew back the rock like she was going to throw it at one of the officers, claiming she was going to kill him. Mm-hmm. As officers continued to approach her, police said Jessica ran out into the roadway. One officer pulled out his taser, shot at Jessica, but missed. That's when police said Jessica threw a piece of concrete she was holding at an officer, hitting him in the shoulder. Shortly after officers found Jessica, or forced Jessica to the ground and into several bushes nearby, Jessica resisted officers for a short time before being placed in handcuffs. It's a very wordy story. Police said Jessica then rolled over and kicked the officers in the thigh and groin. That's when another officer sprayed her with mace. Damn, they tried to zap her and then they wound up macing her. Poor thing. Jesus.
Yeah.
Just shoot the thing.
Or wrap her in clay people.
Yes, just send the clay people after her. Jessica was taken to a local hospital by request of the officers and treated for minor injuries before being transferred to Lee County Jail. She faces charges of aggravated assault on an officer, battery on an officer, and resisting arrest with violence.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Too sexy.
All right, so I got to access the database before we get to this one.
Super sexy.
Try that again. That was quite interesting. What was that again?
Super sexy. Yeah.
There we go. We found our sexy Florida news story leading track. Our final news story of the night comes from T.C. Palm about a horny lady that couldn't take no for an answer. And may also be a member of the hashtag Why Not Me movement. St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputies went to the home of 42-year-old Lori around 3 a.m. because of a domestic dispute between her and her boyfriend. The dispute was because Lori wanted to engage in intimate activities, but her boyfriend did not. Usually it's the other way around, right? The boyfriend said Lori continuously tried to have sex with him, even though he told her several times he wanted to be left alone. Really? Huh. Well, that was according to an affidavit. Really? Okay. Well, fine. Jesus. He went to the bar. He went to a bar to get away from Lori. But when he returned, Lori started arguing about having sex again. She demanded he start fooling around with her, but he said he was tired and not in the mood. So usually, you know, you think, go figure, you know, hey, you know, why not me? Why me too movement for guys, you know. He said then Lori, that's when Lori hit him in the chest and groin and tossed a paint roller at his head. Deputies reported that Lori was obviously intoxicated and uncooperative. Lori was arrested on a battery charge and three counts of resisting an officer without violence and was taken to the St. Lucie County Jail. Happy holidays, and that's your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we go back to Betty, we wanted to give an update to our first story of Anthony's crazy Florida news, and that I can probably guarantee you that our friends over at Headphone Meditations know Cannibal Corpse quite well, and a small other little connection. They will be playing here in Chicago on March 4th.
Oh, did you already message John?
The call. No, oh. I went to their website or their Facebook page, and you know how they give you, like, who's connected to who?
Ah.
Yeah, it shows two of my connections, and one of them is John.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ooh, good Lord.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
Hey, that's us.
Be a part of this Unique Studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
You know, I had a rare moment today where I was kind of just playing around with the mixer and discovering the different echo settings and sound effect settings. And
yeah.
I found, yeah, you know, if you don't sit there and, like, overkill on the volume, you can create some really, really cool effects.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Do different things with it. So I'm very happy that I do have this router.
Is that router
that
doing
sounds like
for
a
you?
Long gong in the background.
It's four gongs.
Oh.
It's wow. In the script. It's in the script.
I'm not looking at the script right now.
I see. That's why we're a little confused then.
So, wow, you had some interesting stories. I had some powerful farts. We have a New Year's Eve special coming up, folks, because we're not going to be here next Monday.
No mas Monday in enchilada.
Yep, we're taking a break for the Xmas season. You'll be traveling, I'll be working, and probably just enjoying a nice comfy evening at home.
In your tracksuit.
Possibly in my tracksuit. Quite possible. So, now, are you taking direct flights to your destinations, or do you have connections?
My flight is a direct flight up.
Okay.
On my way down, I have a layover in Charlotte. But it's like, I think, like an hour. Maybe an hour and a half. It's not a very long layover. So.
Do you have to deplane?
Oh, I'm sure I do. Yeah, I think I'm changing airlines.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So. Well, we did one way, because the thing is we flew to Boston, we're flying to Boston, and then we're flying back from New York. So our options of flight are different, and the cheaper one was to do a connecting flight.
So they don't let you do a round trip originating from a different airport?
No.
I see.
And I think we have a call.
I see. Ooh. We have a call.
We do have a call. I don't know why the phone is not ringing here. Keep hanging on the thing. Oh, you decided to answer, didn't you?
I did. Caller, okay. Can you hear us?
Oh, boy.
Hey! Is that Ezel?
Hi, Ezel. We have a super technical malfunction.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What? Joe looks confused. He doesn't realize that it's ridiculously overmodulated and echoing. So why don't you hang up, Joe, and Ezel, give us a call back.
All right. Sorry about that, folks. I didn't realize it was overmodulated.
Yeah, it was not doing well. Did not do well. It was no bueno.
So, Ezel, give us a call back at 813-327-8566. But in the meantime, folks, we were talking about dildos and Recepticons.
Really? Here we go. Thank you, Ezel, just in time. Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Yeah, Ezel, man. We're having a party here.
Yeah, man.
It's our first annual Christmas party, man. We're blasting there.
The first annual Christmas party for the Clay people?
Oh, yeah, man. We're down in the cave, and we're rolling the Clay people in honey.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
You string them up with lights?
Oh, man, they taste real sweet. Oh, man. We're going crazy here in the cave, man. Oh, man. And I'm hoping you guys are going to have a great Christmas time. And, man.
Why don't you send... Send Joe one of those honey-covered clay beeper.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. We're going crazy down here, man. We got people coming, showing up. Uh-oh.
Sounds like Tony Montero with the bird. What happened?
I'm
what
in
happened?
Trouble, boys.
Oh, what'd you do?
The party is too hard, man. The boss is out of hand, man. We're going to have to shut it down. But I want you guys to have a great holiday, man. We'll see you
on
New Year's Eve blast off.
Yes, that'd be great.
To the new year. All right, boys.
Okay, Ezel.
Well, we're getting crazy down here, but the boss is looking for us, and man, if she finds us in the situation we're in, we're all fucked up.
All right.
We'll see you later, boys.
Go find your hiding spot, Ezel. Bye.
Holidays, man.
You too. Bye.
Oh, boy. Well, that's always good to hear from Ezel.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's good for Ezel.
No matter what.
even if he's having to evade the boss. So, and I know how that goes sometimes. Sometimes you gotta evade the boss.
But, and then sometimes the boss will find you no matter what.
Yeah, no, that's true. Unfortunately, that is true. That does happen at times.
Yes.
So, yeah, holidays.
I've been watching these crazy little videos on YouTube about telephone courtesy.
Oh.
And how you should always let someone know where you're going to be so that if you're expecting a call, that it can be transferred to you.
There you go.
And it was just funny, like, from the 1940s to the 1970s, the message was the same. And so the basics of courtesy of
well, you know. It all changed.
No, it didn't actually. That didn't change. The basic courtesies are the same. You answer after the first ring. You announce your department or your store or your business. Or in the case of
people don't do that anymore.
Oh, well, I always answer Palmer Household. How can I help you?
I see. Okay, well, good for you. I don't answer the phone. That's the thing. I just don't answer. It goes to voicemail.
I don't know if you get Hulu or not, but a show I would recommend watching is Superstore.
Superstore.
It's funny. And it's got some good people. It's got America in there from Ugly Betty, the one that played Ugly Betty. It has her in there. I can't remember the dude.
I never watched Ugly Betty.
Okay. I can't remember the name of the dude, but he was in Mad Men. He was the Jewish guy in Mad Men. He was the Jewish writer. He's in there. It's funny. It's funny. It's definitely worth a watch. If you got Hulu, you can get it on Hulu. It's called Superstore. I think it's an NBC program thing. So, you know.
It's ridiculous. You got Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, CBS Connect.
Everything. Everything.
Everybody in their mind has got something. And you know what? You're going to end up paying way more than cable. But
that's what happens. I don't know. I still pay less than cable. So I keep it below par. So it's still less. So far.
All those ugly lights.
Yep, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. And I think the Christmas tree out in the lobby is starting to smolder. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey. And I saw the smoke over here. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Cheyenne Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern or New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6. Then check out the World Labor Hour and Saturdays Live at noon, Sundays at noon, and another recast on Sundays evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are New York time.
I love chocolate-covered peanuts. They're delicious. But you know what's even more delicious than chocolate-covered peanuts?
What?
Making your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and Radio for All That, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers, weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gilda Soft, the most obscure music, combines it with his own strange brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember, watch your step. This season, there's moose poop somewhere. And that means I'm in Programming Technique U Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyenne Radio and leave it on in the background. It's great audio noise. That's Cheyenne Radio. Visit chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info. chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
I don't know if we want to call it noise in the background. Maybe we should just call it, you know, background entertainment.
Well, you know, I know people that put on very good programs, and they'll just have it on in the background. They won't even pay attention to it.
No, I know. I do the same thing sometimes. I'll put the station on and just kind of have it on in the background.
Yeah. It's oral suggestives. How about that?
Oral suggestives. Mm-hmm. That can get you arrested in a lot of states. Yeah, probably.
I want my oral suggestion.
Yeah, I do not recommend you go up and down the street saying that. You either may find oral suggestives or you might find yourself in some trouble. But either which way, it would be an interesting evening, that's for sure. So,
as you in the summertime.
In the summertime, there you go. You're not going to find any oral whatever majobbers tonight. It's too cold. No. Too cold. Is it snowing at all? No snow, just cold.
It's just cold.
Just cold. All right.
You can't let it all hang out in the cold.
No, you can't let it all hang out in the cold. Well, you kind of can, but it's difficult. It's difficult, yeah. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will not be back next week. Happy holidays. We will catch you on New Year's Eve. Check out our blog at chiampa.info. Remember, folks, even though it's the holidays, you still shouldn't throw chunks of concrete at a bacon vending machine after you've been stuck in a burning grease trap full of exploding ammunition because you can't get lucky with your old lady. Have a good night. A good week, and stay tuned for a rerun of last week's episode of This Way Out with an M for Masturbatory.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
name. This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.